This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome back to the Kaleidosphere, a Dungeons & Dragons play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Nathan. Joining me are Grant.
Lucky Shoy, slow me.
Cody.
Jack Rackman, it's better to have me on this side.
Pippin.
Malardy Arty, what'd they do to you, me boy, pop boy? What'd they do to you?
And Alex.
Clacker Volkson, evil clacker writes for Coffee and Creamer biannually.
Join us on episode 38 of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs.
Last week, you completed two more mini dungeons in the Well of Fate. The notable one being fighting spectral versions of the party as you currently stand. That's pretty much all that happened. But you got two more discs, so your steering, your captain's wheel is getting continually more buffed up for that final dungeon that you found a little bit prematurely. Yeah, you're still in the dungeon right now where you fought all of your former selves, or all of your current selves, rather.
Lucky's panting. Oh my god, are you okay? Moriana, you're bleeding. Jack, you're bleeding too. Everyone's bleeding. Jack, why is your blood black? What's going on?
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about the bleeding or the black.
The black. We can take a short rest, right?
That'll do.
Should we leave the hole and take a short rest?
Last time, there was something waiting at the top for us.
Right, but I mean, I don't know. I don't like the idea of sleeping in here, especially when there are hags involved. Are we just short rest? We're just taking a breather? We're just taking a lap? We don't need to, like, rest?
I mean, I could go for either, to be honest.
I could probably keep going with a short rest, but if y'all need a full-on rest...
I don't need a full rest, but if and when we do sleep, it's gotta be, like, not in here. Like, I insist we sleep where I can run away.
I kind of prefer the long rest. I'm a little exhausted myself.
You look like shit.
Well, I feel like complete and utter shit right now.
I had a whole thing I was going to do, but they all stood so nice and close together. You'll have to wait to see my big special thing.
And I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad they didn't know what your big special thing was.
Yeah, me too. I was like waiting for it. It could have been a little hairy. Well, I don't know. I don't love the idea of losing a whole day. And I definitely don't love the idea of trying to sleep here. But it seems like we're going to have to sleep anyways. So I guess we just try it. It's spooky outside. It's spooky inside. There are hags involved. Hags love when you sleep. I'm just a little scared of the whole thing. All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but either way, I better get to fixing. So you guys decide what we're doing then.
I'm
gonna cast Mending on Potboy.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still feel odd, Nathan? Like when we were scaling the mountain, is it still kind of magically spooky?
It's still kind of magically spooky, but you're no longer mechanically frightened.
Right. But it doesn't feel normal, I'm saying. Like.
Right. There is an air of menace.
I guess I still have juice. I would say maybe we should keep going. If we have a way to, patch up Moriarty here. If we sleep now, though, we can charge the totem up a little bit instead of using our hit dice. Have you ever heard of hit dice? It's a thing. We can charge up the totem a little bit because the totem is empty.
Yeah.
I'm down for either.
I think a long rest would be the most beneficial, but I mean, I do see where Lucky wants to keep going. I get that, but I think multiple people could use a long rest.
Okay. Well, are we going to go set up camp or are we going to sleep in here?
Oh, I don't want to sleep in here. It's creepy.
Okay.
We could sleep inside that first room we find where there's nothing. Or we could go to that safe one with the mirrors.
I don't love the idea of sleeping in here.
Yeah, it does feel like sleeping in a mousetrap. Could close on us at any time.
Have you ever slept in a mousetrap?
No.
You've never slept in a mousetrap?
Don't you mean like a fishing net or something?
It's metaphorical.
Let's go set up camp outside, Moriarty. I feel
analogical.
strongly about this.
An analogy.
Do you want to set up camp within kind of the perimeter of the Well of Fate itself? Or retreat into the woodlands or all the way back to Trissen?
I think just like over here in the corner.
In the corner of the circle?
Yarr.
Yeah. I would say we just sleep on top of the circle, not go into the woods and not go back to Trissen, no. Just not sleep inside of the dungeon.
Right.
All right.
We want to spend a night in our inn?
I have this weird feeling everything's going to like reset if we go all the way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, we have all the pieces of the wheel. How much could it really reset?
That's... What if it, like... I don't know. It is magical, right? Like, that's a magical object.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we should probably make a camp around here.
That's Laffy's comment to the conversation.
Oh, hi, Laffy. Oh, how you doing, buddy?
I thought a hag showed up.
I don't know why you're here. Why didn't you stay in town? I thought I stabled you. No, I didn't mean that mean. It's just not safe for you out here. Make sure you stay hidden. Okay, well, how many charges? Are you guys all full hit dice?
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. If we're taking a long rest, then I'm going to put some charges into the totem here.
All right. Go ahead and expend those hit dice accordingly.
Moriarty's also healing himself up before we go to sleep.
Are you going to set up shifts or anything like that, or just collectively pass out?
Look, he's not asleep. Lucky's out.
What I'm saying is not it.
How many hit dice do we have? We're level seven. So we can fully charge it. That's good. Okay. Totem's charged.
How many hit dice do you need?
Like 10? Well, no, I need 20 total. We have enough between the four of us. Unless I can't have all your hit dice.
No, you can. I just wanted to know how many I would recharge and how many I'd have left.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to be using... I need 20 total hit dice to put 10 charges on it. So if everyone contributes, there's four of us and Laffy.
If you all contribute five.
So if we all contribute five, how many do you regain if you have an odd number? I don't know that off the top of my head.
You round up. It's one of the rare cases where you round up. So you will all get four hit dice back, meaning if you all pump five in, you're just down one hit die.
Okay.
All right, then. Let's
we'll do that.
Moriarty will do.
All right. Now, is anyone watching or taking first watch?
Yeah, I'll stay up.
Okay.
I'll take first watch at least.
It is about 4 in the afternoon right now, so an 8-hour rest will wake you up around midnight.
Oh, you know, I can take the first one. I can't see too good in the dark anyway.
Yeah, I'll take the last one then.
Potaboy, wake me up if something... That's not us approaches.
All right. Clacker, your first watch is uneventful, but as you get ready to wake up, Jack, or I guess it would be someone between Jack and Clacker, if everyone wants to get the whole long rest benefit.
What?
In order to get a whole long rest, I think I'll need 3 people to keep watch.
Oh, got it. Okay.
A first, a middle, a last.
Who's the third?
Well, I know Lucky said he was... already kind of well off, so I think he can take a watch.
I need 14 hours of sleep, bitch.
You're nocturnal. Don't you stay awake at night anyway?
I don't want to watch. That was never part of the deal. You just said I could tag along. I don't want to watch stuff. I'm here for, like, stories and loot and gold and stuff. Not work.
Quite a conversation I hear going on from the instantly asleep Lucky.
I'm sleep arguing.
Lucky doesn't know he's on third still watch, but he is.
Then I'll wake up.
Told.
I'm not joking. I fall asleep as soon as it's time for my watch. Nobody's watching for that third shift.
Potboy is. Potboy doesn't sleep.
Nice.
Potboy never rests.
As you prepare to sleep, you have a really difficult time drifting all the way off. And when you do, your sleep is filled with horrible images and terrible nightmares. I need you to make your choice of an intelligence, wisdom, or charisma saving throw.
I'll do charisma for a 16.
You gain no benefit of the long rest.
What?
Yeah. I'll have you make a... I'm trying to think of the right kind of... check for this. No, I'll give this to you for free. No check required. Each time you wake up, a scratch that you got earlier is just throbbing with pain, and you're able to identify it as the one that the panther statue creature gave you a couple weeks ago. A couple hours ago, endgame.
Okay. Ow.
Some kind of curse.
Oh, I can't sleep. It just... Oh, my scar. I'm Clacker Potter.
Right. I will say you don't... I'm not going to make you, like, worry about a level of exhaustion or anything. You're not spending this time in strenuous activity or anything like that. But, yeah, you don't regain your hit points or your rage reset.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well, have fun fighting, y'all. It's going to be chill touch for me.
There's nothing I can do about it. Too bad Mitska's not here.
From a stroke of divine luck, though, the 8 hours is uneventful, except for a brief moment during Jack's watch, when Jack, remember the kind of ambient atmosphere around the well? Animals do not come near, except for Laffy, but the crows and squirrels and other natural fauna have stayed far away from this. But very briefly out of your periphery, you think that you might have seen a moose walking between a couple of the rocks. But when you look over, it's gone.
Hmm. Interesting.
And indeed, the long rest is successful for everyone other than poor Clacker.
Hmm.
So it's midnight now. The waning gibbous is high overhead.
The what? What is?
The moon.
I just wanted to say something.
Oh, so you're saying at the end of our rest, it's now midnight and we're all rested except for Clacker?
Yes, correct.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think that through. It's like when you sleep in a video game and then it's
nighttime.
4 in
the afternoon.
I mean, I could keep sleeping. Do you guys want to do it again?
Oh, yeah, let's go to town. Clacker's ready to just leave.
Actually go to town?
I'm down. That was fun. I'm kind of losing interest, though.
Oh, we're not done.
Of sleeping or going to town?
I think we're going to town.
Oh, I thought you were losing interest in going to town.
No, I'm losing interest in all this. I'm getting bored. Let's go.
Oh, well then, let's just get right back to it if you're losing interest now.
I think we're going to town. Clacker said we're going to town. Get a drink, maybe meet some new people. Doesn't that sound nice? What do you guys do? I know we're new. We're kind of just met recently. This was a fun adventure.
Well, before I came on this trip, I was just, you know, I was a cook.
Oh.
And a fisherman, you know.
Really like to tenderize things.
Clacker, I whispered you the full effect of the curse. You can choose to share it. I don't know if anyone's able to lift it right now or not, but just so that you have that knowledge.
Right, yeah. So I am... The target is cursed. If it is a creature, the magical curse takes effect whenever the target takes a short or long rest, filling the target's thoughts with horrible images and dreams. Mm. The DC save is 18. On a failed save, I gain no benefits of finishing the rest, and it lasts until it's lifted by a remove curse spell or similar magic.
Ooh.
So what does the totem have? Anything in that?
Oh, Clacker. Oh, let's check. Let me open up my totem menu.
I thought Lucky might. I don't believe the totem does.
Lucky took nothing that helps. He's more of a debuffer.
Okay.
Well, if we take a trip back to town, I guess we could just have Yontor teleport us back here. Denise could do that.
Well, he's busy. He's using his magic to
restore the
de-stonify people. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt that.
Well, it sounds like he's gonna have a whole extra day to do it.
This is a good adventure. I think we're done, though. We go home now.
You can go home if you want, Lucky.
I'm just teasing, Jack. I'm trying to see if you get angry. Seem like you're starting to get a little angry. Let's go down another hole.
Now, before we start turning the hole, the wheels, and to go down the holes and stuff. Did anybody pick up the thing out of the last room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't, so I just had to ask.
The DM, God, narrated that we had it, so I just rolled with it.
Yes.
Oh, all right, yeah. Yes, okay. All right, so we have it. All right. Thank you, God.
We don't have anything in the totem to help, Clacker, I'm sorry. I don't have Remove Curse. I don't even know if Remove Curse is a bard spell, now that I'm thinking about it. I know it's a cleric spell. Yeah, it's not even a... Remove Curse isn't even a bard spell.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys think we should go back to town to remove the curse, or keep going?
I was just ribbing Jack. I wanted to see if he'd get angry. He keeps it so cool all the time.
He's just asking.
But no, I think we're going down another hole.
All right, then.
I was going to say, I genuinely don't mind if we go heal Clacker. He's a valued member of this team. I'd hate to see him die in a hole. But, we gotta get right back to it.
Clacker has, like, bags under his eyes. He just looks just so tired. He's like, oh yeah, well, you know, a rest would be good. I didn't get any sleep.
It's up to you, just don't be mad if it all resets. I've heard lots of songs about places like this.
Well, we got to the actual well with no problems, right? We were able to just, like, kind of walk up to it. We were just scared.
In broad daylight, yes. It was just that you were scared.
I'm just saying it could reset. Obviously, the hags discussed some sort of resetting mechanism, it resets, right? Right? I'm making that up, or that's a thing?
No, I do think they did say something about it resetting, like, that's... I don't know exactly what they meant. But I also just feel like God was just telling us at night it's much dangerous up here. No, I'm kidding. But I kind of recall something about the hag saying something about it.
I just don't think we can save scum this. I'm pretty sure that people come here and then they come retrieve the wheel and then it all starts back over. Like, I'm 90, like, otherwise, why are there only three pieces of the wheel? You think the hags go and put back each individual piece?
Am I not crazy, but isn't that what Clacker Clipton told us that he did?
No, they go retrieve the three wheels. These are the three wheels they retrieve, the three base pieces of the wheel. If they could have retrieved all the other pieces, then I'm assuming there'd be more of them in town, right?
Does the totem have something that I could just go back to town and, like, get myself fixed while they continue in the well, and then I can...
Not really. It's got...
Dimension door?
Dimension door, but that's only, what, 600 feet?
I think it's to a place that you can describe in exact distance.
In what?
Like, if you say, I want to travel exactly 2 miles south, half a mile southwest, it does that.
It's a fifth level spell. It's not as strong as teleport, I don't think. Let me double check.
My only idea would for me to just be you to utilize the totem charges to use cure wounds to heal you up to max, but that won't change your age. Still be tired.
The dimension door is 500 feet.
Yeah, you're right.
If I can just feel a little bit better, then, you know, I'd be good to go.
Well, let's use the charges then. Jack, you can use cure wounds.
Yarg, yarg. I was just looking, where is that? Walrus?
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Bear? Fox?
Don't remember now.
Speed of thought. You can use a spell that normally costs an action as a bonus action. When you do, you do not expend the spell slot.
AKA the only charge. Thing we've used the totem for.
It's a really great ability.
It's a really great ability.
So, I mean, Yark, yeah, I've got Cure Wounds. I wish I had a better version of it. Unless it's a 6th level spell or higher. So I can max charge it, though, right?
It does.
I can cast it at my top.
Don't push him! Don't push him! He's gonna nerf it!
I think it's gotta just be at its the level as written.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I just wanted to... I just read it, and I'm like, well, fuck, baby. I'll max it out.
Yeah, it doesn't specify. I'll consider letting you upcharge those once the item itself gets stronger. Because remember, these items also grow over time.
Oh, yeah, they level 2 at milestones or whatever.
Grants pace.
It gets stronger?
Yeah.
It's game breaking already.
This is its weakest form.
This is its weakest form. Thank you, old. Thank you, old.
Lucky loves you, old.
Praise
Moose Daddy.
Be to you, old.
Give me so, more I mean, magic shit, Moose Daddy.
You said it's fully charged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got 10
so,
charges.
So, I mean, I guess I could just heal you up, Clacker. I mean, it's like a Dragon Ball. Here they come, I guess. 1, 2.
Let me know when you feel better.
4.
Tell me when to stop.
Let's see how we are right now. Someone do the math.
33.
Nice. Common core math.
I'm at 56 out of 68. I mean, one more wouldn't hurt. I could be okay, but... Okay.
Another 7.
I'm much better off now. I've got 63. I've got rage a few more times. I can still do bolstering magic.
How many times per day can you use rage now?
4. Per long rest.
Nice. So you didn't regain those. I think you're down to only 2 left.
And 2.
But
yep.
Yeah, that's still good. I didn't realize you had so many per day. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I think the 4th at this level or the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
By the power of Tygal, I think you're looking a lot better there, Clacker.
The bags under my eyes just, like, are gone now. I'm like, oh, you know, I feel a lot more awake. It's like he did some of the saber-tooth horn dust that doesn't really do anything, but he thinks it does.
Right. It's a tic-tac.
Exactly. It's his placebo. Okay, yeah, let's go back down to the holes.
All right, so it's probably 12:30.
Moriarty, we're just, like, Keelan is gonna start moving it to the next hole.
What's the next hole?
I saw someone click. Did you all...
Didn't we already go to... Oh, did you just circle that one?
I just circled it.
Okay.
Oh, here?
All right.
Our map is so crazy. It's like...
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
There's holes with circles and spirals around them, but all the holes also have X's on them, just so you guys know.
Right, so out of the triple spiral, you're going for the northeasternmost one.
Tic-tac-toll.
Some of the circles are perfect circles. Other circles are like squiggly lines.
It makes perfect sense. What are you confused about, Jack? This is great. The map taking is perfect. The question mark is where we have to, or no, the big circle one. I don't remember what the question mark is. You made your point. The big circle one is where we end, though.
In all fairness, I drew the question mark.
Okay, I was going to say, I also didn't draw the little parenthesis over here.
It's 11.
That's hole number 11.
Oh, okay. All right.
The map does make a little more sense than I gave it credit for, but it's getting
Thank
sloppy.
Thank you. It's not. You're sloppy.
I'm drawing my circles as best as I can.
Moriarty's circles are pretty precise. But one of them, you were high when you did. I don't know what that one is. A couple of them.
All right, so Moriarty finagles the wheels, and then we can go down the circle, the aforementioned circle.
This one.
Very well.
Jack, where are you pointing? It's this one. Don't confuse Nathan.
Got it.
Jack's just spinning in a circle, pointing.
I just had this flashback to the first time you made Jack dance while Nathan was talking. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That was really funny.
The listeners are never going to know.
Yeah. Quick question. So magical item with the additional charges feature, you gain a number of charges at dusk. Could I gain those now since it's night?
Yeah, the item would recharge.
Great.
Good catch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a D6 plus 1 for me.
Nice.
Oh, I need to get my portent going because I took a rest too.
Perfect.
Get your portent going.
I have all my charges back.
Heading down the hole now.
All right, so you may remember you've looked in this hole before when you were first figuring out the puzzle. This is the one, this is the deepest one. It goes 120 feet down, just a slow, deep spiral.
Yard.
When you reach the bottom, there are Arohavian texts along the wall hinting at a vague and ancient aberration, monstrosity, of a power akin to that of like a demigod. Like, this is some sort of great and horrific immortal being. You see pictographs of eyeballs and hands and fingertips that end in more eyeballs. Eyelashes that are made out of fingers in a row.
Are you sure we shouldn't save this one for last? This one's freaking me out.
The Arohavian runes speak of 4 great entities that dwell in the in-betweens, the spaces in between this world and others. There is a door ahead, a doorway ahead. There doesn't appear to be an actual door in the doorway, but there's just a kind of a black pane where the door would be.
You think it's a push or a pull?
I don't know, but I think maybe the it's one of those kind of say ones. We should come back after doing a couple more other rooms.
What? Why?
And maybe asleep. I don't know. Well, I guess we can fight whatever thing is down here.
All right.
You're the immortal beast with eyes and tendrils and fingers.
Oh, you can read that?
No, but I was looking at the pictographs.
I think you're mistranslating it. I don't have a reason. I walked through the door.
Oh, Moriarty's like, oh, shit, I better get going on after him.
But I push on the blackness as I'm walking through.
Lucky tumbles through the blackness and disappears from everyone else's sight.
Well, shit, boys, let's hurry up. After the cat. I feel like we've been here before.
Okay, Lucky sees this first, but everyone else tumbles in quickly after. You stumble onto a rocky, floating kind of platform, or a floating island, rather. This great boulder with smaller rocks and stuff kind of breaking off of the boulder and floating through endless space. There are stars above you, stars below you, and stars all around you. You are no longer on the planet. You're in some other world, some different space.
Hmm.
Oh, hang on, sorry, you're on the DM layer.
That's where we are. I think this plane is the DM layer. It's weird up here.
Right. Floating toward you are two enormous spectral hands with, or pardon. I shouldn't say spectral hands, disembodied hands with eyes in their palms. And again, their eyelashes are made of little fingertips. Some of those fingertips have smaller eyes within them.
I don't like that.
Yeah, this is another initiative moment. Let's do that.
Oh, it's like the last boss in Star Fox 64.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the boss in the Shadow Temple of Zelda 64, Ocarina of Time.
And the map looks like Wrath of the Righteous.
Bongo bongo.
Lucky rolled a 9 on initiative.
Clacker got a 20.
Mario already has a 7.
Ugh, y'all are leaving this all to me. Oh, man.
Well, the good news is the right hand goes on 0. Oh, wait.
What?
The initiative updated.
Some Yold knowledge.
Things are weird on the DM layer. I've never been here before.
Moose knowledge.
Looks like everyone's initiative is in. Wait, no, Yark. I'm missing Lucky. What did you say Lucky had?
I rolled a 9. Oh, it's because okay. I have the measurement thing selected. My bad.
Dude, I keep doing that too. It's driving me bonkers.
Well, good old Clacker gets to go first with that advantage on initiative. So these two hands are floating toward you through starry space. Again, these rocks. So you're standing on, like, basically an inverted mountain. And there are cobblestones. So it's put together like a civilization. But these roads and, like, town squares, there's no hint of buildings or anything. It's just like a town square floor, but on these rocks that are breaking up and kind of floating through the void. It's almost Final Destination on Smash Bros.
Arr, it's Master Hand and Crazy Hand.
Unintentionally, yes.
Where's Mario when you need him?
Clacker is just awestruck right now, and he has no idea how to react, so I'm going to use Bolstering Magic on myself, the one that allows me to roll a d3 whenever making an attack or an ability check and add that to my d20. And then as my bonus action, I am going to use Shield of Faith on myself again.
Nice.
And that will be my turn.
Yeah, I like the way you play that. Like, yeah, this is literally an otherworldly experience for Clacker's first time. In addition to just seeing these hands that probably give him the kind of foul memory of that horde of like 70 hands that crawled toward you outside of Kraz's lair.
Oh, yeah.
Just be glad there aren't 70 of these hands.
Yeah.
I'll show you these hands.
It is the right hand's turn.
They only move 5 feet.
Yar, they're very slow, notoriously.
They don't appreciate the measurement referred to as feet. They prefer to measure in hands.
Oh my god.
Which one of you wipes? Which one of you is responsible for the wiping?
Gross. Okay, the right hand is going to float up to Moriarty, actually. Before it gets within 10 feet of Moriarty, it's first going to point one of its fingers at Lucky, and then it's going to float up to Moriarty.
I point back at it. Finger guns.
It actually points with its middle finger. Lucky, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw as it flips you off.
Okay.
Why?
I botched. I got a 1.
Lucky, you gain a level of exhaustion. You're just overwhelmed by this middle finger.
Oh, God. Can't remember the last time I was this tired.
And it moves up to within 10 feet of Moriarty.
All right, then. Well, then I know what I should do.
Crit.
Bash its head in. If only I was, you know, had advantage there. 15 to hit?
A 15 does hit.
For 11.
Nice. It's the left hand's turn. They ended up going back to back. It's going to gesticulate at Moriarty, having seen that Moriarty stopped its other half in its tracks.
Give you the finger too.
Let's see. It's going to point with its index finger, so it literally does turn into a finger gun. I'll need a dexterity saving throw from Moriarty.
A 10.
A searing bolt of radiant damage lasers out from this finger gun and slaps into you for only 5 radiant damage.
It's not terrible.
All right, then. It's manageable.
Oh, I thought you guys were supposed to be scary.
It'll float up next to Jack, the left hand will, and it's going to just turn into a fist, and it's going to try to punch Jack, and it gets a 12.
No, oh, it misses.
Nice.
Woo!
Lucky's turn.
I don't like being punched with the giant fist.
Well, not being very impressed with what they've done so far, but feeling a little tired, I'm going to shoot my crossbow. I'm going to try to shoot it right in its little hand eye with a 25.
25 will hit.
For 11 damage.
And you said the right hand?
Yeah, the one that just punched Jack.
The left hand.
Okay, I'm calling that the left hand.
Right, is it your left or my left? Because for Lucky, it's the right hand.
Imagine taking your hands and pressing them on left. The computer screen. Yeah, it's...
Right, but the way Lucky's looking at it.
Stage left.
Yarg. He is a bard.
So, Lucky is then going to kind of do the thing cats do and dart back really quickly, like absurdly quickly. And then he is going to bardically inspire Jack.
Nice.
Yarg.
It is Jack's turn now.
Yarg.
Well, I don't like to risk it. So I'm just going to throw a well-placed lightning firebolt to get both of them right there.
All
right. In between them.
Left got a 15 and right got a 14. So I think they both take full damage.
Right. 24.
And left.
Damage. And then I will use my bonus action to use my tempestuous magics to fly 20 feet away with my... I need to just combine these into one. But I have the improved version.
Mm-hmm.
So I can fly 20 feet away right behind Moriarty and Clacker back here.
Sure. And that's nice. That doesn't provoke op attack, so it can't take another swing at you.
Right. So Jack throws a big, massive fireball and then just pushes his hands down and lightning shoots out and he kind of directs himself over the top of Moriarty and Clacker there and lands Marvel style. Dun, dun, dun.
Moriarty.
That was the appropriate number of notes to, like, give the hint without being copyrightable. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You didn't actually do the important part.
All right, then. Well, I don't suppose we're near the totem, are we? Are we?
I don't know. Clacker doesn't really RP when he puts it down, so I'm assuming it's with us?
I guess
Clacker's
so.
Call this time. In the future, I'll start asking that we pay more attention to that.
Got it.
How does this god object like being on a different plane?
That's a good question.
How you the feeling, Tony? Tony. What? That's its name.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
How do I think Tony is feeling?
Tony. Well, anyway,
totally
so
cool.
if it's here, I'm going to use a charge on the totem to go off from the ice bar and use unbearable strength.
Okay.
So... That's a bonus action. For 1 minute, I deal an extra +4 damage with all melee attacks, and when I hit a melee attack, the creature is large or smaller and must succeed a DC 16 strength save or fall prone.
Okay.
Alright, and then Moriarty's gonna swing away. Alright, 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
9.
Plus the 4, right? So 13.
But yeah, plus 4, so 13.
Okay.
And so now it's prone, right?
This thing
is
can't
it
fall
large?
Prone.
It can't
it's
fall
huge,
prone.
Actually. Yeah, can't fall prone.
Oh, it's huge, okay. Alrighty then. Well, that's worth a try.
Yeah, Lucky, as you see this, you do see that the totem appears to be functioning properly on this plane.
14 damage. Right. That's worth a try.
Yark.
I want to see that the DM actually gave it condition immunity prone, because I'm going to be a toxic power gamer over here. Let's see a screech. I'm joking.
And that'll be Moriarty's turn. Probably is going to stay over by Clacker.
Very nice. So that brings us back to Clacker.
All right.
We used the totem for something that wasn't foxes.
There you go.
There you go, Nathan.
Oh, I don't know how close I want to get to this thing yet. I'm freaked out still. And they're huge. I'm 7 feet tall, and this thing's huge. Okay? I'm scared.
Just beat it up like everything else.
I know. I might just do a chill touch, though, because I don't want to get close to that. I don't know what it's going to do if I get close to it. I could clap. I'd be Clapper and not Clacker, okay?
Don't let it grab you. It could just drop you off the edge.
I don't want to get in between them. I don't want to get anywhere near it.
That seems smart. That's a wise decision.
I'm going to take, like, a step. I don't want to get too close. I don't know. I'm going to take, one step.
Clacker is the most careful barbarian in the world.
He is.
I will use Chill Touch to the one on the right.
Sure.
Oh, a 6.
6 is going to miss.
Yeah, it is. And that will be my turn. I'm seeing if I had any other bonus actions I could do or anything that would be useful for right now.
You can run up and bite it.
I know you want me to do that.
It didn't feed you. You can bite it.
It didn't feed you.
Moriarty, when the right-handed moves 10 feet or 5 feet closer to you, does that trigger anything? Or since it's already... I think because it's already in your... It still does?
Sentinel is weird.
Yeah, I thought as long as it was within your area and not leaving, then it's fine.
I'd have to check. One of them is Polar Master and
maybe,
one of them is fucking...
You're right. It might. I think it does work that way.
I think it's just when it comes in or when it leaves.
Yep, that's correct. Nathan's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it'll float up to Moriarty, and it's going to try to squeeze him. 17 misses you, right?
It does.
Okay, so you don't take 34 bludgeoning damage and get grappled.
What did I say? Take a clap.
Yeah. But that takes its whole turn. It can't, do a little finger thing and a squeeze. The left-hand one, though, is going to...
Oh, my God.
Pinkies up, bitches!
When it's out.
The left hand holds up its pinky.
Where's that going?
It solicits a pinky promise from Clacker.
I haven't done nothing.
I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
That's such a wholesome choice for the pinky. That's not what I would have done. make a butthole check.
Y'all, I think I might want to do this one with inspiration.
Fair.
Well, I guess, sure. I don't know. Y'all weren't hurt too bad by yours with the finger things.
I probably would have been fucked up, but annoyed that
you
was
can
a squeeze.
Decide to use inspiration after you see the die roll, but before I say whether it succeeds or not.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Well, I'll roll a 2 then, just to see. Or would you want me to roll again if I choose use inspiration?
Yes, so you'll use the first number, and then if you choose to use it, I'll have you roll again.
The first one was a 5. Oh, boy. I'm just going to leave it. I'll keep the 5.
Sure, so a 5 is a fail. You succumb to the pinky promise, and you cannot make attack rolls on your next turn.
Oh, man. Okay.
And now that it's done that, it will float around the party, get to Lucky in the back.
No thanks.
And try to make a punch. Does a 13 hit?
No.
Nice.
No, it does not.
All right, that's all for the hands. It's Jack's turn. I'm sorry, it's Lucky's turn. I apologize.
It's Lucky's turn.
Yeah. Jack after that.
Me, my guest, Lucky.
I mean, it's just my turn, but thank you.
No, you first, please.
Okay. Yeah. I want to delay my turn till after Jack, just out of spite. I am going to take the potential attack of opportunity and run away.
Okay. 21 to hit.
Meow, thank you.
That hits me. That was...
13 bludgeoning damage.
Unfortunate. And I'm going to try to use my feline agility. And can I jump over here just because?
Over to a different floating island across the endless abyss of stars.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So Lucky runs away, gets kind of his butt slapped by the left hand while he is running, and then he is going to scurry up with his feline agility, which gives him a climb speed and doubles his movement, and then he's going to leap to another platform of this floating island. I can't say for sure, but I'd like to imagine it like buckles as I land on it and like careens a little bit.
Totally.
And then...
And I want to emphasize, this is, I believe, the first time any of you other than Jack have been on a plane other than the physical planet of Narrowhide. So, Lucky, just remember, like, as you're leaping, there are literally galaxies of stars beneath your feet.
That's so cool.
I have a question. Does acid trips or potion trips count? I mean, because I saw some shit.
Okay.
DMT.
That's a fair point.
I see Lucky that, and I just go, it was kind of badass, wasn't it?
I heard that. Thank you. And then as I kind of land and scurry away to what I believe is relative safety, I am going to just fire another crossbow bolt, just because there's only two targets. This isn't really my specialty. An 8. I miss.
Yeah, that doesn't land.
The arrow travels indefinitely until millions of years from now, a small dinosaur on another galaxy is suddenly impaled by a stray crossbow bolt from the heavens.
Terrible. Jack, all out of sorts.
Well, I think I will shoot this hand by Moriarty with a guiding bolt. Well, I'll attempt to. An 18 to hit?
Oh, I'm sorry, which hand? The one next to Moriarty?
The right hand?
Yeah, 18 does hit.
Okay, for 17 damage.
Nice,
and then
it's a big chunk.
I will do my trick where I quicken a firebolt. I'll make it lightning damage.
It's a nice combo.
Yeah, it seems to work out. Oh, a 13. Oh,
you've got advantage.
20.
That hits.
Yeah, I love having advantage from myself. There we go. 7 more damage.
Nice.
And then, I can't use my bonus action because that was quickened. So I guess that's that. I'll take a little step back, I guess, towards this ledge.
Try to get out of the clap zone.
I don't like being in between these hands.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that terminology.
Don't want to get
the clap zone.
I told you they could clap. What was I saying?
We know.
Paper Mario 64 is a video game I have played at great length. Moriarty.
Alrighty then, well, I
fucking get it.
Let's just beat the shit out of this hand. A 21 to hit.
That hits.
For 15.
Let's go.
On 11.
11 does not hit.
16.
16 does.
All right, so that's a 19 and 11 damage total.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about your +4. Okay.
And then Moriarty's going to take the op attack.
Damn, that +4 is pretty beefy on Moriarty with the third attack there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Moriarty's going to take the attack of opportunity and move just a little bit out of the way.
It's a 23 to hit.
Well, he'll take it for 18.
Yeah, 18
ouch.
Bludgeoning as he smacks you.
That's a rude bastard right there.
Clacker's turn.
All right, I am going to move down south a little bit. I'm going to move below Moriarty just a little bit. Get away from the clap zone, which I don't like the name of that at all.
The clap zone.
Why'd you name it?
It's just a fact. So I know I can't make attack rolls. Can I do a cantrip?
Only if it forces me to do a saving throw.
Dang. I'm dodging, y'all. That's all I can do.
They can't trip anyways. They don't have feet. Is that good?
Oh.
You like it? Is it good?
I like it.
Did I miss something like Clacker can't attack?
He pinky promised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he promised he wouldn't.
Next turn I can attack.
Pinky promises are life, Jack. Don't you downplay this.
Who gives a fuck? It's a fucking hand.
Oh my god. Pinky promises are everything.
These hands are actually going to gang up on Jack right now. Because that sounds fun to me at the moment.
It's not fun.
I love the admission there. That's amazing.
The right hand floats up and is going to try to squeeze Jack. 25 to hit.
There, boy.
Yeah, that's 22 bludgeoning damage. Plus...
Your fish noises are happening again. Yarf!
I guess I'm gonna take it. Fuck.
Say
does
you!
How barb.
Much damage?
22. 22 bludgeoning. You are also grappled and frightened.
I hate being frightened.
Stop doing it, then. You're frightened like 90% of the time.
It's not my fault.
No, don't you know you're good. Stop it. You said you were going to gang up on Jack. You said specifically. I have
did.
A recording.
I
don't know where you're going to
find say
that
recording. I did say that, but Lucky's over there by himself on this island, and if I could just boop him off into the endless abyss.
I'm a cat. I'll land at my feet in another galaxy.
A million years from now.
Be a fitting end for Lucky.
So it's gonna Mama do a finger gesture at Lucky and then punch at Jack. Pinky promise, not too bad for Lucky. Charisma saving throw.
My god, with the rolls, I have plus 5 to charisma and I rolled an 8.
So you can't make attack rolls on your next turn, but that doesn't really affect you that badly.
Right. I wanted to shoot my thing! I'm a shooter now.
So it floats up to Jack. Grapple does not restrain you, so it doesn't get advantage on this attack. But it's still just going to try to punch you. 20 to hit for 18 bludgeoning damage.
Yerg. That sucks.
That's all for the hands, bringing us back to Lucky.
Lucky is going to use Vicious Mockery against the squeezy one.
The right hand.
That's a wisdom save?
The right hand. DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
I got an 18 with a crit.
Yeah, they're not very wise either. And then I mean, that's all I'm going to do.
Sure.
This isn't really my kind of fight, guys.
Jack, you're squeezed by this enormous hand. You can feel its eye kind of squishing up against your body.
I'll use my Storm Touch feet. It's just Fey Touched to use Misty Step.
Nice.
For free.
Sure.
Nice.
Misty Step.
Fey Touched is such a great feat, everyone.
Yep.
So it's 30 feet. I'll just appear just right over here, right next to Clacker. And then it's a bonus action when I do it in that way, right? I'm not seeing... It says that you get to use it. So yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then since I used a... Well, when you use it in that way, is it considered using a leveled spell? I would think so, right?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Okay. I'll shoot a firebolt at the right hand.
Sure, that hits. 24.
12 lightning damage.
Nice. Describe your killing blow.
I teleport out of its grasp, and as it, like, loosens its hand to look around, it turns around, and I just shoot it right in its big open eye, and it, like, opens its eye wide, and it just gets fried.
Nice.
Falls to the ground, and I say, I thought you couldn't go prone.
Moriarty.
That's good.
That is good.
All right, then. Moriarty is going to run up just in the range of this guy where he can smack it. Time to start the beatdown. And it's going to swing away. 13 to hit.
13 will not hit.
Well, how about a crit?
Yes.
Oh!
Woo!
Beat down.
31, 41, 45 damage. And then a 14 to hit.
14 also misses.
All right, Pop Boy, get up here.
I think it evens out.
And Pop Boy will move up between me and the big guy. And that'll be Moriarty's turn.
Very well. Clacker is up.
Much health. Looks like it's pretty down.
It's a little under half.
Okay. Yeah, I might as well follow suit and run up and swing away then.
All right.
And I'm feeling a little
bit
better.
I do believe your rage has ended. You took no damage and you made no attack. Oh, okay, okay. Sorry.
I saved.
That's right. You buffed You buffed yourself with your shells.
Oh yeah. All right.
Clacker's magic shells.
Let's give him shell. So that's gonna be
nice.
24 to hit. You know what?
Indeed.
I'm gonna. Oh, I should have said it before. I should have done. Ruckus wouldn't matter now. Maybe I'll do the next one. Four.
Sure.
14 slashing damage.
Nice.
Now I'll attack recklessly for my second one.
Okay.
Boom.
20.
20 hits.
For 9 slashing.
Cool.
And I'll bite recklessly.
Okay.
For a crit.
Nice.
Oh my god. Yes.
So that is 6 plus 6, so 12 damage.
All right.
Bite his finger off.
Bit a chunk of that pinky finger off.
That's my turn.
Pinky promises.
Pinky promises that.
My first crit was a bite. That feels right.
It's the your first crit?
My first one that I've like hit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is in the campaign?
For an attack, yeah. I think I've hit like checks and stuff, but I've never actually hit like a crit attack.
Crits for all sorts of stuff, just not
I wasn't hitting
attack.
For a while, remember? Right. I was missing everything.
I wasn't hitting
no,
for
I remember in like the prologue with Kraz, yeah. Regardless.
The prologue, he calls it.
The left hand, right hand is dead, left hand is gonna go. It's gonna take that reckless attack thing to lash out at Clacker. I know that triggers something from Moriarty.
It does, but also the fact that Popboy imposes disadvantage, so it's not, you know.
Okay, so it's just a straight roll.
And Moriarty is going to smack him. 20 to hit for 20 damage.
Nice. All right, it's still up. It's doing that classic squeeze attack on Clacker. It's just on the dice. Advantage and disadvantage cancel out. That's a 22 to hit for 25 bludgeon damage.
Yeah, even if I used shield, it wouldn't work, I don't think. Or I wouldn't be
what
able to...
Silvery barbs.
Silvery barbs.
That is a reroll, not a disadvantage. So I'll reroll that. 13.
13 misses.
You're
thanks
hopeful.
For the clarification, DM.
Lucky's turn.
Pew pew, motherfucker.
I want to imagine that... No, wait, because we've been out of the water for a while. I'm dry. I was going to say, I want to imagine I'm still wet from fighting those... our evil selves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it tried to squeeze me and it just kind of, like, slipped through.
Right.
That was hours ago.
I know.
Yeah.
But it misses me.
So Lucky takes a shot?
Yeah, the slippery joke was more important than my crossbow shot. Because I just... but I shot a crossbow for 6 damage.
Yeah,
that's my turn.
Hits. Yep. Jack's turn.
I'm gonna shoot him with a firebolt.
All right.
26.
You certainly are.
For 15.
Oh, that gets him.
Yes.
I think that was my crossbow bolt that did that.
I don't know.
They hit like at the same time. I'm pretty sure it was me.
Sure. If it makes you feel any better, I'll let you take credit for that one.
As the left hand falls to the ground, it like kind of dissolves into starlight, but its pupil remains as one of the discs that you're collecting.
Yarg.
Nice.
We're like the Pog champions.
I pick it up and acquired. I hand it to Moriarty.
Moriarty will put it into the very colorfully decorated now, apparently, wheel thing. Well, I don't know. Should we have a name for this?
Wheels within wheels.
I've been calling it the steering wheel in my head, but to kind of describe the colors real quick. You've been getting a lot of kind of like whites and some light grays on kind of the outside. You've gotten some blues, you've gotten some browns and grays, and you've gotten a couple blacks that are smaller. So it looks like even though the iris color is kind of off, it looks like you're slowly assembling a physical enormous eye.
What the fuck?
You know, what happens? What would you guys think if actually when we're done with this, this is the eye?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's like the insinuation.
You're right.
I'm just saying, you know.
So we got it. Let's go. Let's go home.
We're not done completely.
No, we...
It's not done. We got to put it in the matrix at the end. We found the matrix where we put it.
We got to finish gathering all the parts.
I want Lucky to walk just to the very edge of this little island he's floating on and just look off just as far, like... I mean, this is just as far as I can even imagine, right? Like, probably more than I can imagine. Like, this place is immense.
It is mind-bendingly immense. Stars above and below, and in every distant view, everywhere you turn, just off in the infinite distance, there's stars upon stars upon stars.
Do I have any, just from my travels, from the stories I've heard, do I have any idea where I might be?
I think you all have kind of a vague sense from the stories that kind of permeate the lands of, or rather the seas of Nara Ohan, You are in some remote corner of the Astral Sea.
I look, you kind of accepting that, would head back to the group, be like, I really wish Mitsuka could have been with us to see this. I think they would have really appreciated it. It's kind of beautiful.
Mitsuka has been to the Astral Sea before. I'm not sure if
just kidding.
You knew that as a player. But
fuck Mitsuka. I'm glad she's not here.
I imagine that's probably come up in conversation, at least between Mitsuka and Jack, at some point when you were sailing across the ocean.
Well,
remember how she ate your nuts?
Excuse me?
I do recall that.
Phrasing.
Oh, do I see any other chunks around here? Like, what are we on? Also, I'm sorry, I'm very curious about this. Are there
sure,
other
yeah,
chunks
it's a,
floating
it's a
around?
Curious thing. You chunks. Appear to be kind of in the ruins of what used to be some sort of like monastery or small castle, small courtyard, probably mm-hmm. built. Given Lucky is a lore bard, right? So you collect mm-hmm. knowledge and stories. I'll hand this out. Probably the remains of some sort of Gith establishment. Possibly a Mind Flayer establishment. Both of them have a lot of history with the Astral Sea. But given the kind of more familiar structure of the, like, cobbled patio and such, it feels mm-hmm. more of the Gith than of the kind of otherworldly Mind Flayer approach to thinking and building things.
Got it. Can I pick up, like, a stone? Preferably one that looks like it's been carved a little bit? Like anything yeah. that would be, like, small enough to fit in my pack?
Yeah. The trinket.
I do that.
I pick the totem back up, and I'm just holding it now.
Great. And yeah, I mean, you can walk back through the same kind of inky black doorway as soon as you're ready. It's not like it spit you out here and there's no way back. That would be kind of hilarious, though.
I mean, it's not so bad. As far as ways to go, right? I mean, it's quite a sight.
We were going to save Cliffs Bay, then we were going to save Hudson, then we were going to help Yantor, maybe, then we were going to find the Eye of the Nords, and now we're just in the Astral Sea with no way to get back.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I'm sure a boat will sail by eventually, right?
Well, do you want to linger in the Astral Sea or return to the well?
I mean, I'll follow when they go, but I think Lucky is just kind of gently plucking at his lute and looking out over the sea.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Lucky's down a well himself right now.
Yeah, the well within the well. Stumbling into a well with a sphere of annihilation at the bottom. Casual.
The well within a well in the bottom of the sea?
Yes.
Well,
the bottom of the astral sea.
Well. That was my tribute to Leslie Jordan.
There's a hole at the bottom of the astral sea. There's a hole.
There's a yold in the bottom of the sea.
All right.
There's a yold and a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a yod and a ho and a bottle and a sea.
There's a moose on a log.
So, oh my God. Okay, I assume you eventually make your way back to the Well of Fate and all of the various holes that remain. Looks like there's, what, seven left?
Yarg.
Yarg.
Yeah, seven. Count them. Mm-hmm. Plus the final one, so eight.
I am pretty hurt.
Right, but you've already been in the final one a little bit, so you're literally right at halfway here.
Fair. Ooh.
Halfway holes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you already, as far as you know, you've already solved, like, the puzzle in the last one, so you just got to return to it once everything else is done.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the Eye of the Norn. I'm sure it'll fetch a nice price.
It's not done.
Shouldn't we start looking for a buyer, like a fence?
We're not.
They're not going to know. What?
Lucky,
what do you mean we're not gonna sell it?
We need a.
What are we doing?
We have to sell the totem of Tygal.
Yes.
Even after all we've been able to accomplish with it,
we skipped around the jungle. What do you mean everything? What have we accomplished?
We skipped around the damn jungle.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you have an alternative way to skip around the jungle?
I mean, I have legs.
All right.
I'm just
well,
saying.
That would
have taken we're talking 3 about
months
a lot of
trip to the mountains.
We're talking about a lot of gold here, buddy. Like, you know how much that fetches?
This is priceless.
Oh my God. How do you don't even know what it is? It's just a bunch of wheels.
If it does anything like what the totem does.
Meanwhile, those two are arguing and whatnot, Moriarty's gonna start shifting the wheel plates to the next hole.
Did you just circle it? Is it
Yes,
gotcha.
I just
okay.
circled it.
Sure, so it's toward the west.
Man, I'm really hurt.
Hey, well, I could also
I feel
use
it.
A patch up.
Oh, I thought you meant emotionally hurt that he suggested that you sell that.
both.
No, I mean, I am, but I mean, physically, I got the shit squeezed and punched out of me by two giant fucking hands.
Right. Did you want to short rest before this hole, or are you good to press on?
I have 17 HP left.
More holes, let's go!
Hearing Jack complain about wounds, Moriarty's gonna, like, grab out a couple bottles of his special marinara sauce, which is actually cure wounds, and...
You want me to just drink marinara sauce?
Do you want the damn marinara sauce or not?
All right, give me the
sauce. I will uncast those spells right now. For a 9 and a 12.
This is pretty nice. Good sauce, but it could use a mozzarella stick.
I would beat your ass and throw you down another hole.
Jesus.
The next hole that Moriarty chose is another one that's pretty deep, probably 80 or 90 feet down.
I'm glad I ate that sauce.
Descending it is a little bit treacherous. As you walk down these broken, like, rocky stairs, there's a layer of frost on them as you get to the bottom.
All right.
And on kind of an arch over the tunnel going, like, deeper into the well are the Erohavian runes that say, "What is yet to come? What will be? What has not yet arrived?"
So how deep is this tunnel? How deep was it?
80 or 90 feet down. It's not the deepest one, but it's... Most of them tend to max out between 30 and 80. Or, sorry, 30 and, like, 50. Yeah, as you press a little bit deeper into the tunnel... Whichever one of you is leading, you step on snow. And that's where we'll end.
It's terrible.
This has been the Kaleidosphere, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you for joining us on this epic voyage. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to get in touch with us. So you can go to linktree.com/thekaleidosphere to find links to our Discord, our email, and our Twitter. Discord is the best place to consistently and... actively engage with us and with the community. It's a really fun time, so I highly encourage you to check that out and join the family there. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. That's Kale, like the vegetable. Ido, I-D-O, sphere. Join us in the future as we see what the future is.